Good Friday afternoon to you. I'm Manuel Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. U.S. warplanes have struck several targets in Basra and Sadr City in the fight between Iraqi forces and Shiite militants. President Bush calls it a defining moment in the war. Meanwhile, mortar or rocket attacks in the international zone, commonly known as the Green Zone, killed two guards in the office of Iraq's vice president. At least 100 have been killed since the offensive began 4 days ago. And there's a new offer from Colombia's government. It has offered to free hundreds of jailed guerrillas if the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia frees hostages, including Ingrid Betancourt. The former Colombian presidential candidate has been held by FARC rebels for the past 6 years. She's said to be gravely ill. The FDA is investigating a possible link between the popular allergy and asthma drug Singulair and suicide. It says the review was prompted by 3 to 4 suicide reports it received before October. The drug's maker, Merck, says none of the 11,000 people in Singulair trials committed suicide. Merck says Singulair has been marketed in the U.S. for 10 years and millions of people have been prescribed the drug. The opening of the new terminal at London's Heathrow Airport is turning into a public relations disaster. Baggage problems, delays and flight cancellations have plagued it since it opened Thursday. British Airways cancelled 20% of its flights from the terminal today. The new terminal cost more than $8.5 billion to build. Delta expects its flight schedule to start getting back to normal today. Delta and American Airlines cancelled 400 flights yesterday. They're inspecting wiring on some of their planes. Those inspections should be finished this week. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.